In this bulletin, the Electoral College officially confirms Joe Biden as the next US president. Australia seeks confirmation over China's threats against coal. And in sport, fans to miss out on football games in London as the UK prepares for more COVID-19 restrictions. Good afternoon. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. US President-elect Joe Biden says democracy has prevailed as he vows to write a new chapter of history after winning the Electoral College vote. Mr. Biden and his Vice President-elect Kamala Harris secured 307 electoral votes, well above the 270 needed to claim victory against Donald Trump. Ms. Harris will be the first woman, the first black woman and Asian American to become Vice President once she's sworn in on January the 20th next year. And Mr. Biden has delivered a speech assuring voters that the integrity of elections remains intact after disputes about the legitimacy of the results from Mr. Trump.
If anyone didn't know before, they know now. What beats deep in the hearts of the American people is this: democracy. The right to be heard, to have your vote counted, to choose leaders of this nation, to govern ourselves. In America, politicians don't take power. People grant power to them.
The Australian government is seeking clarity on reports China has banned its coal, stating Chinese state-owned media coverage about the issue is still speculation. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says if China has blocked Australian coal, it would be in breach of the World Trade Organization rules and its free trade agreement. Mr. Morrison has warned if the coal ban is confirmed, China would have to source dirtier coal from other countries. But opposition MP Ed Husic says this issue is more about diplomacy than trade.
And what I think a lot of Australians will be questioning right now is, if we've signed all these trade agreements, particularly with a country like China, why is it that that trade agreement seems to count for nothing right now in protecting Australian coal exports and, importantly, defending Australian jobs?
Prime Minister Scott Morrison could be one of the first travellers to take advantage of the Trans-Tasman travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand. Talks between Mr. Morrison and New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern are scheduled next year, and a leaders' meeting is also planned for close to when the bubble could start. A New Zealand government spokesperson says the bubble timeline is unrelated to the prime ministerial visit, but if travel was available in time, it would be a bonus. The Trans-Tasman leaders' meeting in 2021 is being hosted by New Zealand. Britain and the US have begun their rollouts of the Pfizer shots against coronavirus as Australia prepares to authorise its vaccine distribution. A mass vaccination campaign in Brazil will happen from March as the country deals with more infections and the world's second highest COVID-19 death toll. In the US, initial doses are being prioritised for healthcare workers and nursing home residents, but it'll take months for the vaccine to be available more widely. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australians have confidence in health institutions and authorities as he provided an update about the program.
But we look forward to the vaccine next year, and we're right on track for that. And the strategy for how that is being rolled out continues to be confirmed by the health department and in close consultation with the state premiers and chief ministers, and was a key topic of our discussion last Friday.
Residents in the New South Wales town of Mwoolumba have been ordered to evacuate after the river levels peaked. Emergency authorities are warning heavy rainfall, damaging surf and abnormally high tides are expected for the northern rivers, mid-north coast and northern tablelands. The flooding in some areas could continue into Wednesday after heavy falls near the Queensland border. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the storm conditions haven't yet eased and communities need to listen to the advice.
So we need to expect the unexpected. Our emergency services, leadership and workers in New South Wales are preparing, have been preparing for what could be extreme weather conditions. I'm hoping what we've seen in the last few days won't be repeated frequently over summer, but it could.
Sports stadiums in London will be without spectators when the UK moves to the high alert level on Wednesday. Britain's top level of coronavirus restrictions are returning this week as infections rise in the capital. About a fortnight ago, 2,000 fans were permitted to attend football matches for the first time since March, and the Premier League's latest test results show six positive COVID-19 cases, which is the lowest level recorded since early November. See what the weather's doing for you tomorrow in Perth. Sunny and 31, a couple of showers about in Adelaide, 27. Cloudy in Melbourne, 24 degrees, much the same in Hobart, 17. A couple of showers about and a storm likely for Canberra, where it's going to be 24 degrees, 24 for Wollongong as well, a couple of showers there. In Sydney, much the same, 27. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 29. A couple of showers about in Brisbane as well, 30 degrees, much the same for Cairns, 33 and 33 degrees as well in Darwin, where a shower and a storm is likely. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom, and you can catch more analysis of the day's news in our podcast, SBS News In Depth.